friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." I love that passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Happy Thursday this March the 9th, 2017. Friends, so good to see you. You're looking good. Losing some weight? Yeah, looking good. It's Thursday. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you today. And March, I'll tell you what, is a very special month because, one, it's my wife's birthday this month on Monday the 13th. I have that circled down on my calendar, so I will not forget that one. And then later on this month is our wedding anniversary as well. And month of March is when I first started at Great News Radio 7 years ago this month. 7 years ago. I mean, I was just a young pup 7 years ago. But I'll tell you what, I really do love coming to work each and every week and serving at this radio ministry and spending time with you. I really do mean that. I know some folks just say it just to look good, but I really enjoy what I do here at the radio ministry. So thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you each and every week. Well, our friends at Crossroads Christian Church in Danville will be hosting the Triumphant Quartet and concert Saturday night at 6 p.m. there at the church on North Vermilion Street in Danville. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $5 for students, and kids 9 and under are free. They are increased at the door if you get them the night of, but you can get more details on that by taking a look at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org, and there's some information there how to get your tickets beforehand. And then coming up here, not this weekend, but next weekend, the United Marriage Encounter Weekend taking place in Bloomington at the Hawthorne Suites, $80 per couple. I know we've been partnering with the great folks there for several years now. You can get more details on the United Marriage Encounter Weekend taking place next Friday through Sunday, 17th through the 19th, by visiting unitedmarriage.org, unitedmarriage.org. Well, if you missed yesterday's program, there were some wonderful kind of updates and kind of a recap from the Israel trip that was taking place at the end of last month, early this month, with Mark and the great team with Jason and so forth. And yesterday they shared some of the lessons they learned and some of the memories they had made from the Israel trip. So if you missed that, go back to our website, greatnewsradio.org, click on archives, and you can find yesterday's program right there under the audio archives portion of our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'll tell you what, God's word is filled with so many different promises. Amen. So many different promises, including the promise that we will face many tribulations of many kind. And today we're going to talk about when tragedy strikes. That's coming up here in just a few moments here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
The Lord provide for a time for the slaves to be set free, for the debts to all be canceled, so his chosen one could see. His deep desire was for forgiveness. He longed to see their liberty, and his yearning was embodied in the year of Jubilee. Jubilee. Jubilee, Jesus is that Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free. Jesus is our Jubilee. At the Lord's appointed time, his deep desire became a man. The heart of all true jubilation, and with joy we understand. In his voice we hear a trumpet sound that tells us we are free. He is the incarnation. nation on the year of Jubilee. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jesus is the Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free. Jesus is our Jubilee. To be so completely guilty and given over to despair, to look into your judge's face and see a Savior there. Jubilee, Jubilee, Jesus is the Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free. Jesus is our Jubilee. Jubilee, Jesus is the Jubilee. Debts forgiven, slaves set free. Jesus is our Jubilee.
That's right. We are glorifying the name of Jesus today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and it was on September 11th, 2001. 2,996 people perished. Husbands got word that their wives would not be coming home. Wives got word that their husbands perished. Children were notified that one or even both their parents would not be coming home. I mean, it was truly a horrific day in American history. Just a few years ago, December 14th, 2012, Newtown, Connecticut, a 20-year-old took the lives of 20 children, aged 6 and 7, as well as 6 adult staff members, known as the Sandy Hook Massacre. Friend, there are people every single day that are faced with tragedy. What do you do when the doctor comes in and tells you it's cancer? What do you do when you have to bury your loved one? What do you do when your spouse comes in and tells you they don't love you anymore? What do you do when the bottom drops out? And today we're going to take a look at probably one of the worst days of David's life. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, a little background here before we get to 1 Samuel 30. The current king, King Saul, made David the commander of the armies. He was getting victory after victory. They were living in this town called Ziklag. David and his men went off to battle for 3 days, and when they came home to one of the worst days of their life. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. Says David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and had taken captive the women and everyone else in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Naomi of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. So, friend, as the men entered their home, they were horrified by what they saw. The city had been attacked, ransacked, and was burning down. Every home, every building, every structure was burnt down. Their enemies took all of their valuables, all of their possessions, took their wives, children, and family, and set the city on fire. Think about this. This is a real life story. This isn't a fairy tale. This is not a Greek mythology. This is not a fable. This is a true story. Think about how David must have felt. his possessions stolen, home burnt down, family kidnapped. I'll tell you what, we've all had bad days, but have you ever been bankrupt, watched your house burn to the ground, and had your family kidnapped by terrorists all in one day? So what do you do when the bottom drops out? What do you do when you arrive to the worst day of your life? Friend, you grieve. You grieve. 1 Samuel 30, verse 3. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Verse 4, so David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. You weep. You grieve. Let me tell you some of my favorite passages. One of my favorite passages, John 11:35, when Jesus and saw the death of Lazarus and Mary and Martha, they were weeping. It says that Jesus wept along with them. Jesus wept with them. You know what? Hebrews 4:15 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness. In other words, we have a God who understands. I don't know what you may be going through today or what you might be going through next week that you and I don't know about, but we need to know that we have a God who understands, who understands our weakness, who understands our struggles, who understands our broken heart. We have a God who understands. Isaiah 53 verse 3 says, he was despised, talking about Jesus, he was despised and rejected by man, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. We have a God who understands. David and his men wept. They grieved over what they saw. The emotions carried them away. I mean, these were 600 men, strong men. They weren't sissies. They weren't weak men. These guys were champions in the army. They had won battle over battle. I mean, they were one of the finest. They wept. They couldn't hold back the sobbing. And let me tell you something. Being strong in faith does not mean we do not have emotions. Did you get that? Being strong in faith does not mean we do not have emotions. Those with strong faith have the emotions just like anyone else. But those with strong faith don't allow those emotions to have the last word. So when the bottom drops out, you grieve, you cry, you weep. And also you avoid being bitter. Look at this verse 6 of 1 Samuel 30. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. So as the day began to set on this burnt down city, the city filled with ashes, David's men began to dry their eyes. They probably gathered in groups and their hearts began to harden. And the more they thought about what happened, the angrier they got. So to better cope with what happened, they needed to blame somebody, and David was their man. David was probably the one who ordered for them to leave to town to go into battle that particular week. So they allowed their hearts to be filled with bitterness and rage, so they wanted to kill him. They wanted to stone him. So David's day went from bad to worse, because people allowed bitterness to take root in their hearts. Let me tell you something. The nature of the flesh is to blame somebody else. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. And people have been blaming somebody else ever since then. Bitterness does not belong in the life of the believer. Either you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, or you will be filled with bitterness. Hebrews 12:15 says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. On the worst day of your life, when the bottom drops out, you cannot afford to be bitter. Do not let bitterness take root in your heart. It will be destructive. It will lead you down a path of negative emotions, a nasty attitude, and a negative spirit. Avoid being bitter. And when the bottom drops out, when everything is, it is easy to be bitter at God. Really, it really is. It's easy to be angered at God when you lose that loved one. It's easy to be upset with Him when it's cancer. It's easy to harbor feelings toward Him when the bottom drops out. It's easy. You know how many people have turned away from the church because they're angry, bitter at God. And you know what? And I have these conversations from time to time with the Lord. When you go through a season, when I go through a season, and I tell God, God, I serve you. My wife and I, we serve you with all of our heart. We honor you. We try to honor you in all we do. We tithe, we serve, we're faithful. Then why does da-da-da-da-da happen? Why are you allowing da-da-da-da-da to take place? God, I do all of this. Then why are you allowing such and such to take place? And in those moments, friend, I am reminded that God owes me nothing. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "For God demonstrated His own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." If that is all He will ever do, that is more than enough. And when the bottom drops out on the worst day of your life, you grieve, you avoid being bitter, and you seek the Lord. While David was grieving over the loss of his city, his family, his possessions, while people were blaming him and wanted to kill him, here's what he did. Verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 30. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Friend, there are plenty of self-help books out there. There are plenty of therapists with some great counsel out there. There are many bars on the streets that can help you take away the pain for a season, but nothing compares to the strength and comfort from Almighty God. Nothing compares to the strength and comfort from Almighty God. Give it all to the Lord. Friend, give it all to Him. God is the healer of broken dreams, and He's the restorer of stolen years. Joel 2:25 says, "I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten." We live in a day and age where people are looking for an anchor of hope. Friend, find your hope, your true hope, in Christ alone.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
That's right. Praise the Lord. The Imperials, a classic right here on the Thursday edition of Bark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you. Got my cup of coffee here and God's Word here to my left and spending some time with you, I'll tell you. It's a great day right there. Hey, just want to quickly remind you here at Great News Radio, we are listener supported, which means we depend on your financial support, and consider joining the 2020 challenge today. Gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. Your gift will be used in such a way that will give glory to God, but also invest into the kingdom of God. We don't receive government grants. We don't get money from commercials. We really do depend on friends like you who pray for us and support us. You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online. That's how we do it in our home, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button there on the right-hand side that says Donate. Well, Mark Burns, along with Mr. Jason Schiffo, will help you get through your Friday tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friends, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.